Moshe Vaidaber Shem Elav Oil Moed Leimar. So Rashi brings down the Lashon Taras Kanim over here that before every Dibur, the whole Dibur, the whole Amiris, the whole Tzivuyim, Kodma Kriyas Lashon Chiba. That before every Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a Lashon of Chiba, which is Vayikra. The Lashon is the Lashon Taras Kanim, he takes it from. Taras Kanim is a little bit more Meirich. Taras Kanim says, he brings Rashi's Bekatzah, the few Rashi's. First of all, Taras Kanim says, how do you know that just like before this Dibur there was a Kriya? So we learn a Gzeir Shava from Har Sinai and a Gzeir Shava from the Sneh. Which is interesting because by the Sneh it doesn't say Bechlal, the word Vayikra. Where, if you're learning a tzushtel to snare, where's the tzushtel in Vayikra? There's no, the word Vayikra is not by Matan Torah, it says Vayikra, and the snare doesn't say. Secondly, Rashi says, the whole musik, the whole Torah's Karnim, that he goes through Gzeir Shaveh to know that just like it was there, it was every place. But there are these in Yonim, it's, I mean, Lamayin Afkamina. The Gemara asks a few places, when you're darshaning something that has no Be'etzem Halacha, and it's not a mashmos on the psukim. Sometimes you dash in the psukim because there's a ribu. The Lashon HaPosuk tells me there's something different. To dash in Gzeir Shaveh means that you go through the effort to make the Gzeir Shaveh to find the tzushtel. So you don't find out something that's not what was, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kairat to Moshe before or not. Also, how do you understand the Vayikra Moshe Lashon Chiba, that he called him by his name? It's a Lashon of endearment. So, is it Mishana, anything whatsoever in the Tzivu itself? Or is it just, it's a nice thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechavev him. But to make a point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechavev him three times over, it's very strange, that surah. Bar Korchok, that the Vayikra somewhere has to have shaykhis to the Dibur. The Vayikra Moshe is Akdama for the Dibur, and it has to be some way Tzugestal to the Dibur. There's one more nekuda in the Taras Kanim that needs a beer. The Taras Kanim says, Yochel, I would think that in the Revach between Parasha, in the Psikim between Parasha, not the parts that there is no Torah, the parts that is open, there was also a Kriya before that. Kamash Malon, not. The Taras Kanim darshans that it's not. It's very short to understand. What's the Hava mean? Mela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe, Moshe, I have something to tell you. It's fine. Okay, it has a words to it. But, what's the fact? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe, Moshe, what? I want you to take a break now. What's the kesha? Where's the Vayikra to the Hafsekis? Okay, let's try to understand. Also, the Rashi says over here that to the Nevi Emes of Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Beloshen Chiba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Vayikra, that's Loshen Chiba. By the Nevi'im Umes Olam, like Bilam, it says Vayikar, which is Loshen Keri and Tuma, and that's why it says Vayikar to Bilam. There's a play on words over here. That this is Vayikra with an aleph, this is Vayikra without an aleph. There is no real opposites in Vayikra and Vayikra. Vayikra is a very nice Lashon, it's a Lashon of endearment. Vayikra is a Lashon of Tuma, of Tumas Keri, of Akroi. The play on words is not just B'mikra, they're close enough so that we can contrast them. There's some reason why Vayikra and Vayikra are the opposites, and B'meila, the Vayikra is the opposite of Vayikra, and that goes to define the difference between Nevuah and the opposite of Nevuah, which is the Tumah of Bilam and Kishuv, and it lies in the difference in Vayikra and Vayikra. And that Nekuda is a defining Nekuda between the extreme of Kedusha and the extreme of Tumah. And it's something that you have to understand. There's a Gemara in the Gemara, when the Gemara deals, the Mishnah deals with Shlichus in the Gemara deals with Shlichus in Gittin. So there are different ways. If somebody tells someone to write a get for him, that's a Shlichus. There are gradations. A person says anyone who will write a get will pick up money for it. and Ifsit, that's not called Shlichus. Even though we know that the person wants a get written, and the person is happy to have the get written and wants to pay for it, that's not called Shlichus. If a person says, Hashem Yakoili, that is good. If a person sees someone standing there, he's not sure who it is, and he says, the person standing in Eshat should write a get, that is called Shlichus. You have different gedorim of what's called Shlichus. In the area of Dibur, there's Amira. We've spoken quite a few times in the difference between Amira and Dibur. Amira means a person says something. He doesn't have to be talking to anyone. Basorim Amoris Nivra Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, and no one really listened. There wasn't anyone there in Basorim Amoris to hear them. Amira is speech when a person speaks, and it's there. Sometimes somebody overhears it, sometimes not. Dibur is to someone. You have to speak to someone. And that's why it's a Lashon Kashem. You can't, when a person speaks to himself, he's not being medaber. He's an oimer, but he's not a medaber. A medaber means you speak to someone. That is also, that is a stronger Lashon. What is Kriya? Kriya is also a form of speaking to someone. It's also a form of speech. Kriya is the pshat. For instance, if I need a favor done, I need someone to pick up something for me. So I pick the handiest person closest to me, and I say, why don't you run down and get me this and this and this? So I'm speaking to the person, but not really. I'm speaking to the person who happened to be there, but not to the person be'etzim. If it would have been Chaim, I would have Chaim to do it. If it's Yitzchak, it's Yitzchak. If it's Yaakov, it's Yaakov. There is no addressing to the person as a person. It's just, he's convenient. I need someone to go and get me something. So I can't use Amira because who's going to hear me? So I pick someone, I'm a Dabba to him. But the speaking to him, it's the Dibur itself is the Iker. The words I'm saying is what I want. I want someone to get me to pick up something for me, and the person who happens to hear it is that person. There's a third dagger. If I want that person specifically, I want to talk to this person. I want to address him. Addressing the him of the person is called kriya. I called you. When I called you means that I picked you out. So you have Amira, which is to no one in particular. Dibur is to someone where that someone is only circumstance. It's still the Diburim are the Iker, and the recipient is circumstantial. And then you have Kriya, which is to the person. More so, when I'm Kriya to someone, When I call on someone, the etzem mitzias, what I want really is the person. For instance, if I need something picked up and it's just that this person happens to be capable of doing it, so it's also not that I want this person for what he is. I want him because he has a capability, he has a car, he has a this, he has a that. When I call on the person as a person, so there the pshat is, I want you. What do I want of you? Right now you should do this, right now you should do that. The focus is on the person that I'm being kohered to, and the diburim is dechetimtza. Right now I think it's appropriate you should do this. Right now it's time for such a mitzias. That is the difference between amira, dibur, and kriya. The Arizal says, kriya speaks to, his lashon is to the deepest part of the neshama, to almost the deepest part of the Neshama, to the Chayesh of the Nefesh, he says. And that's the reason why when a person is sleeping, if he's a sound sleeper, so even if there's a lot of noise going on and there's a lot of talking, if he's a person who sleeps well, he'll be oblivious and he'll sleep through it. If you call him by his name, a lot of times he will respond. The reason is because when a person is sleeping, most parts of his mind shut down. The deepest part of the person obviously doesn't shut down because he comes round again. So many levels of a person's nefesh, many levels of his seichel close down when he sleeps. And therefore, diburim ba'alma don't affect that level. The diburim ba'alma affect an outer level. For instance, it's zelumaseh. Just like if I say, why don't you go down and pick me up this? And I don't need you be'etzim. So the level of the you that I'm talking about is the hands, the feet, and the car that you have. I'm not the whole talking to the etzem neshama that you have. I'm talking to the mikra part of you. So if that part, if a person's activities close down when he sleeps, those chelik of neshama is closed down. So diburim don't affect it because diburim are never focused or directed at the atzmius of the person. On the other hand, since the atzmius of the person is still around when he sleeps, so when you kaira b'shem, it wakes the person up because you're addressing the one part of the person that is awake. Be'etzim. So therefore, kriya shame of a person who is asleep is effective a lot more in waking him up because you're touching on a nekuda that's be'etzim to the person. The whole tchum of Torah carries in itself two elements. Torah is a Torah. These are the right things to do. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And he created, and so Asar Mamaris created the world that no one heard. Then Akash Baruch gave Aseres Adibris. So these are Aseres Adibris. Ashayasa Isa Adam V'chay Behem. These are the ways in which a person is supposed to live, and this is what a person is supposed to do. And if he doesn't, his neshama becomes metukenes and roil alam haba and chayin nitzchis and so on and so forth. It's be'etzem an instruction book that doesn't need to be addressed to anyone. Occupant. Is a fine address fit because it's emes, it's teres emes. No matter who you are, where you are, when you are, that is the one level of Torah. So the pasuk says no, Torah was not a dry handbook given to Klal Yisrael in a tzura of Kol Hashemea Bekoili Lo Yafsit. Torah was given through Kriya, that means Adarabim. Torah is something that's given to Klali, it's given to us not because it's a good instruction book and being mekayim it. It's fakert. It's a kriya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mischaber Mizdavik, the Kaisers to be Mischaber Mizdavik boy, so he gives them Torah as a chitimtza. Just like when I'm kriya to a person, so I'm kriya to the person. And because I want him, and the things that I'm asking of him are hechetimtza, it's the etzem rotznis to the person. The same thing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kriya, when he's makdim kriya to his diburim, so it means what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is Moshe. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The kiyum advarim is a hechetimtza to be close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have a nekuda of kriya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's kriya, it before he gives something, it means that he wants the person, and then he has the thing itself. In all mitzvahs, l'mashal, you make a bracha on the mitzvah itself. You make a bracha in the Shemoyah Kol Shaifa, you make a bracha Mikra Megillah, you make a bracha on the Tzel Zulav. All the brachas are Ashekicharim, Mitzvoisav, Itzivanu, to do this and this and this. In Torah, it is also the same bracha. It's a chiyuv to basic Nivet Torah. And then you have a harav not tefillah for that. But in Torah, there's another bracha. Ashebacha Banu, Mikol Am Venosnas Terasai, is a bracha that relates not to the Divrei Torah, but to the Kriya that came before Torah. I say, as a Divrei starts with a Vayikra, it's a Vayikra, and then Vayidaber. Matan Torah is not the Pshat a Maisa HaMitzvah, and Ashiyasa Eisam Adam V'chai Behem. Torah, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was, Moshe, Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Klal Yisrael as a Klal and said, Yisrael, Yisrael, I'm giving you Torah. So the Metzias of Torah is a Metzias because it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. And Torah becomes the hechetimtza for the relationship. If somebody wants someone else, if somebody wants to marry someone, so you have to build a relationship with all sorts of things. The what they do for each other, how they feel about each other, and so on and so forth. But all of those things are the hechetimtza. They're just the means for attaining the dveikus that I want. So of Torah, of all the mitzvahs, since at Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefaced the entire Aseres HaDibros with a kriya. So therefore the mitzvahs of Torah requires a double bracha. There's a bracha on the Divrei Torah Atzmon, that the Divrei Torah Emes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to us, and we mechuyav to mekayem. And then there's an added facet that be'etzim all of this Torah is a b'chira in Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. That's the second and the deeper facet of Matan Torah. The kriya to Moshe Rabbeinu was a kriya in all three places. Even though it doesn't say Vayikra in the first place, by the snare it doesn't say Vayikra. But it says Moshe Moshe. Moshe Moshe is the tshuva. Moshe is the tshuva of Moshe is the kriya shem of chiba, which is the vayikra. Moshe is a vayikra. That's the definition of vayikra and Moshe. It's synonymous. The word vayikra and Moshe. What is the response? So a kriya has in itself, the pasuk says, Madua karosi vein oina. The pasuk more dash to the brachas also, that HaKadosh Baruch has a taina to Klal Yisrael, Madua karosi, why did I call, vein oina, and no one responded. L'chura, what is the response? I mean, a kid, you expect us to have heritage. You call him, he should say, yes, I'm here. I mean, but a kriya, when a person says, when a person calls someone else by name, what is the ania? What's the response over here? So the word ania bechlal is also minyan yemel lechem oini is meloshen that your oina alav dvarim harbe it's meloshen ania. What does the word ania mean? Who are you answering? It's fakert. It means it's shreir. I don't understand. Lechem oini she oini alav dvarim harbe. I mean, where's the matzah asking? How is the matzah asking anything? Good, manishtana, but where's the teretz is in the way aniyah is used in English, the way it's translated as answering, it's not a correct translation. There are no questions. The matzah poses no questions that you're answering. The word aniyah comes from Lashon anova, like achno. We had a few weeks ago in the sedra, admosat man leheonois miponai. Lehei onois, meaning to humble yourself, like hachno. The word ania means also, the word anova and ania in this sense means the same thing. Like, it means not to answer, but to respond. If a person, if there's a kriya shel chiba, there's a challenge to it. If I say diburim and not kriya, so I spoke. I said this is important to do, that's important to do, that's important to do. So there's no need to respond. Either you do it or you don't do it or whatever. The words don't evoke a response because I didn't provoke you. I didn't touch you. I said things. They make sense. They're true. So, you know, you do what you want. Decide what you want to do. If I call you, then you have to answer. Not answer, but respond. Aniyah means to respond just like another means to shtel yourself to someone greater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zochel Tzkevoidei, me versus him is another. The aniyah means to respond to something. Lechem oini she'oinu lo dvarim harbe means that a person responds to matzah. That's really what the word aniyah means. So b'meila madua karosi vein oiner. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says diburim, there's no aniyah to diburim. Diburim amechayev to keep it. But that's not called aniyah, that's called shmiras ha-mitzvahs. The diburim amechayev shmiras ha-mitzvahs and kiyum ha-mitzvahs. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaira, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaira, it's mechayev aniyah. Madua karasi vein oiner. I'm calling and no one responds. Where are you? So the tshuva to a kriya is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Moshe v'ime hineni. You have to respond that I'm answering the call. without doing the mitzvahs. There was no mitzvah yet. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe, Moshe, and Moshe said, Hineni. Then it said, Shalna lecha mal raglecha, and the Hemshech. The first Shaila is, if I call, are you here? I mean, where are you? I'm calling you. I'm not giving a general plan and whoever wants can enroll. It's addressed to you personally. So where are you? The first, before a person is Mekayim or not Mekayim, he has to Shalzach Tzuvah Hineni. The Kriya to every, and again, Chazal Darshan in the Sefer also, that in every place where there was Vayikra, there was a Moshe responded. The it's also when it says in Rashi, it says Lech Karasa, not Lech Karasa, it says it by Kiru Tzayim, I think it's not possible. Rashi says that every Kriya is a Loshna Sifa. To get people together, the term used is Kriya. Because when you're calling about gathering people together, it means that the people have to come together as people. By Malachim, it says, V'kora zel zeh, V'omar. So Rashi explains that would one Malach say Kedusha a minute before the other Malach, he would get burnt. So they have to all synchronize the Kedusha and all answer it together. Kulam ke'echad oinim is they all have to respond together. Kulam ke'echad oinim, they have to respond together. Because if one goes before the other, he's Nisra. That's what Rashi says of the Nishayot. The Kriya Zel Zeh means when I want to synchronize everybody together, the Etzim. If I just want to get people into one place at one time, I could post up a notice and have Dibur and Ba'alma. If I want them all be'etzim to be together, we're not talking about like a, it's not a chorus that I have to answer beautifully, it's not a choir, you have to get them on the same time. The korazel zem means that the entire bria has to come together at one point. If you're talking about the essence of the malachim coming together, the way to do it is v'korazel zeh. It's not oz nidberu ye Hashem. Oz nidberu ye Hashem is a chizuk. We get together and we talk it over and we're mechazik each other. V'korazel zeh means we come together as one be'etzim. That's what kriya is. The mitzias of kriya evokes aniyah. That's the mitzias. And b'meila, that's the anivus of Moshe in the Vayikra. Is in Vayikra you have the anivus because that's what the responding is anava. Anava means I exist only to respond to your call. That's the anava. Let's understand the other part in the difference in Vayikra and Vayikra. There's a tumor called Tumas Keri. What's the Indian of Tumas Keri? Well, I mean, what's the Tumas Shabbai? Why is it called Tumas Keri? It's obviously a play on, I mean, Chazal juxtapose it with Mikra, it's called Mikra Laila, they juxtapose it here with Vayikra. The Mitzias of, in the Bria, the Mitzias of Kriya in its ultimate is Ish V'Isha. As much as a person has a kesher with someone else, there's always a gap, and people can be nidba together and do things together and so on, but there's always there's a certain distance. The one place in the Bria where HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed the ability of V'hoyah L'basa Echad is in Ish V'Ishtoy, in a Zivug of Ish V'Ishtoy. So the ultimate in Kriya, the ultimate in Vikara Zel Zeh is in the union of Zivug of Ish V'Isha. When a person misuses it, so the pshat's like this, the opposite of calling you and saying I want you is Mikra. I want Be'etzim, someone to go and do an errand for me. You happen to be the guy who walked by. Even if you're the only person that has the Yecholus to do it, but it just happens to be that you're around. It just happens to be that you have the Yecholus. But it's not that Be'etzim you, that I want you, and the Shlich is just the Chetimtze. So the opposite of Kriya is Mikra. Circumstance means always, it's not the thing itself that I want, but it's just a means for something else. So if we're to look on to, if we're to establish two things that are opposites of each other in this Tchum, we would say Kriya and Keri are the opposites. Kriya means I'm calling you, I want you. Keri means a mikra, let's use mikra. Mikra means that I happen to chance upon this. But you are as good as anyone else, for that matter, because the ik I want is my shlichus and not you. I don't want you in any way whatsoever. The tumah of Tumas Keri is that a person takes out the element of, he removes the element of an other, and everything becomes a hechetimtza for his own anah. He takes a koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria and put in Adam, that a person could be kayer to another person and be misdavik, and he cuts it off from that kesha, and instead it becomes something that is for himself. So what the person did was he took Vayikra and made Keri out of it. That's he made Mikra out of it, and that's why it's called Keri. That's why it's called Mikra Laila, and that's why it's called Keri. It's because that is the mitzias of Mikra, of Mikra and Keri that stands contrasted to the Kriya of Kriya Shem. The mitzias of Nevuah. Nevuah is a ruchniistic mitzias where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala, what he's going to do, and so on. In some ways, the Rambam says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if a person prepares himself as much as possible, but Nevuah does not have to come per force. Madregas, a person gains by his own work, unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a reason to be maneh, but it's generally speaking, the mahalach is, a person gets it on his own, by his own means. In Nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to choose to give you Nevuah. Because every Nevuah is not an automatic process. It's not a process of just, it's a ruchnistik mitzias, and you can latch onto it. Nevuah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kairi you b'shem, asher bocha b'nevi'im toivim, v'rotzi b'divrem, nevim v'emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Nevi'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants those Nevi'im. So every Nevuah, it's a mini of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, and every Nevuah is a kriya to the Navi, come. That is Nevuah. Umes Ha'olam, so a Navi, when he gets Nevuah, wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a madrega and dveikus and a chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The speech is a chetimtza. Just like when a person wants to be close with someone, he likes someone a lot, he wants to be with him. So he finds a way to have a common conversation, a common activity. Nevuah is be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen to be, that we should be mizdabik in him. The diburim, and it becomes a hechatimtza for the kesher. Nevi'i umas ha'olam, what they tried to do was to separate the Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bilam said, I know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quote-unquote mind works. I can subvert the process and latch onto it for my own good. So that means he took the kriya of Moshe, and he took the diburim out of it and left the kriya unanswered. Adarabah, I can crash into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's storim, base storim, and I know what's doing there, lamala, the gzeris and the tzivuim, everything, and I'll subvert it for my own interest. That's Keri versus Mikra. That's where you're taking the process that's meant to be medavik, you're mechabiyu, you cut out the other party from it, and you kol kula subvert it for your own anah. That's the Mikra and Keri. In a deeper nekuda, there's a lashon hazoya that I want to say over. It's mafli ad me'oid, where he says that be'emes, this is the hevdel between. I'm quoting it from another sefer from the Ishbitzer. It says, "Begin the ruach misaver, the ruach of tumer, iu is damin tode b'magna uberekanya." The zoya says there's another chiluk between Tum and Kedusha, besides what they preach, or the Maisim, it's a Maisa Vera, there's a deeper nafkamina in the two. Ruach Mesave iu is dam in tode b'magno b'reikanya. The Ruach of Tuma is always found in places that are empty and wasteland. Like it says, Nazinu Seirim miraktu sham, Belel Yeshima Nisirim, that Shedim are in a place that's empty, like one of the brachas, a place that's a churvim, a place that's a desert, a place that's not a mokim yishuv. The emptier the place is, and the more inhospitable Ruach HaTumah is found there. V'iz daven b'lei agra, he buys without without paying for it. V'onis l'bnei nasha l'masha layu, and he forces people to accept him. V'ruach kutsha lav hochi, ela ba'agar shlim, u'ber'usa d'libe v'nafshe. The ruach kutsha doesn't work like that. The ruach kutsha pays his way, and only when the person wants and desires him does he come round. That's a lashon hazoyah. It means that there is a big enough gemina between, besides the difference between Tumah and Taira, in Yonim, Tumah and Yonim Taira, as far as what they are, what is a Maisas Hazveya, there's a much bigger makom also. There is no chalois of Kedusha. There is no chalois of Ruchnias if the person doesn't want it. It's not, Ruchnias is not an outsider, it's not a parasite that's intruding on the person to leech out his chiyas. It's something where the person has to be responding to a kriya. If the person doesn't want, if the person is not merutza, it's not there. Tumah comes on the person because he's empty, because the person has nothing to him, because the person is, and fakir, like a person who's empty and is depressed because he's empty. The depression is a latching on of a ruach tumah because the ground is fertile, because there's nothing there. The person feels his life is empty. The person feels he's wasting his time. The person feels there's nothing there. So the ruach tumah comes to him when a person feels depressed about his bad activities. That's not kedusha. That's tumah. That comes whether you pay for it or not. It comes gratis and it latches onto you. When a person starts with a rotzen to be mizdabik, and a person wants to be better, what comes as a result of that is dvarim shebekedusha. In these inyanim about kriya, there's another part. There's another chelik of avoda that comes with the same thing. We speak of yom tovim as moyadim, which that's what they call Shabbos. Yom tov called moyadim. There's another word that's always used, mikra kodesh. It's called mikra kodesh. So the mikra kodesh in pshutosh mikra means you have to call together all of Klal Yisrael. It's a vekara zel zeh between Klal Yisrael and be mekadesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ramban says to mekadesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu as a tzibur. That's the mikra kodesh. In a deeper nekuda, mikra kodesh means the yontiv doesn't land on you if you don't call it. It's not. It doesn't have a hashpa on you without being called, and that's the side of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's the parashas HaChodesh that we're going to be learning. This week, the parashas Kiddush HaChodesh is that it's the mikra Kiddush for all the Mo'adim. No, the ruach haKedusha doesn't land on a person, doesn't send on a person if the person is not prepared for it, if the person doesn't want it, if the person is not anticipating it, it doesn't come. So Kiddush HaChodesh is the sheirish of all Mikra Kodesh because it's the Mikra Kodesh. It's the way in which a person calls for Yontif. He calls for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers with a Yontif. And Pesach, besides its own schoolers, besides its own yichud, Pesach is also the sheirish of all my adim. And Pesach is the sheirish of all the Mikra Kodesh. If a person has to know that, especially in Zmanim, and Shabbos is also called a Mikra Kodesh for that reason. The difference between Ruach HaTumah and Ruach HaKedusha is that Ruach HaKedusha does not come on a person if a person is not prepared for it, if a person doesn't anticipate it, if a person doesn't look forward for it. You don't want it, nichal. Diburim are true no matter what. If a person is Mechal Yontif, Mechal Shabbos, he gets Chorus. Mechal Yontif, he gets Malkus. That's Diburim. And that stands where the person cares for the Yontif, doesn't care for the Yontif, he's Chayev that. But to get some Tam of the Yontif, to get the Kedusha, to get the Teichen of it, if there's no Kriya and no Anir, if you weren't Kriya, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kriya and you're not Oina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come either. It can't be stressed enough that Shabbos and Yontif, if a person feels they're empty, if a person feels not only is it not more elevating and uplifting the rest of the days, but Chas v'Shalom, it's emptier, then a person should know that the pagam lies in the mikra kodesh. The person lies. There's a pasuk in Iyov. He says, "Tikra v'encha, call me and I'll answer you. L'masa yodecha tichsev, and I'll want to do your your activities. Lomasa yadecha tichsoif. I will desire do the things of the activities I'm supposed to do. A person has no in my adam bifrat, since the sherish is mikro kodesh. If a person doesn't put time into anticipating learning the inyanim mitzad halacha or learning the inyanim mitzad agada, awakening himself some sort of feeling, some sort of shaychus, it doesn't come. And in Torah, more than a mitzvah, it's the same thing. If a person doesn't spend some time to himself thinking that every divrei Torah is a kriya to the person individually, if Hashabach HaBonu goes on every single person that Torah was given to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him by name, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you, and the Hechatimtzah is only through Torah, then the person is not going to have that chilek. He'll have the Maisa Mitzvah, and the Kima Mitzvah, and the Schar, and fine, wonderful. If this Shabbos is the Shabbos of Achodes Elchem of Kriya in general, and Pesach is a time of the Sheirish of all Mekorei Kodesh, it's a zman where a person can become aware of this other dimension of Kriya and Aniya, and if a person is Zeicher, and when a person will be Zeicher, he'll hear the Kriya of Moshe and he'll respond with the name.